Good evening, Glassboro. This is Ray Okuda from Deptford, New Jersey with the Cavalcade of Bands. Today is November 4th, 2017, and we are here at the Vineland Show. I want to wish you the very best of luck. I'll be evaluating their performance and the caption of Ensemble Visual. I understand. Appreciate the articulation in the body. Interesting start there. Working through those articulations. Appreciate the precision and accuracy there. Some minor spacing issues here as you hit the front. Can totally tell trumpets that you were coming forward on that by the way that you set the front up. You were already ahead there, you know. So I think about one move at a time and really hitting the first one before you give away the second one. Okay, interesting as that moves through and around. Setting up the soloist there. Okay. Pushing a little sharper on the box rotation, unless it's supposed to be rounded here. The consistency, clarity and control performers on the stop and go. Appreciate the rotation of the box into the diamond shape. Be careful of the consistency of the form as it moves, all right? That's on you, performers, making sure that quality and control of the shape throughout the move is there. I appreciate the potting into the negative space. Can almost see that go a little bit tighter to really drive that home, okay? Form control into this hit and hold, all right. AB pass through, maybe that. Alright, yeah. Appreciate the control here and the understanding of the position and the definition of second position. Watch the shoulders as you're facing back performers. What's the definition? On the angle, in the form, fade flat back. Just some minor variances from performer to performer, making sure that that's really clear. Alright? Alright. And clear set of technique from the backup technique coming across the back row. Watch the degree and change there. It's supposed to have the horn pop, but as we get out to the further edges of the field, the horn pop is less and less. I don't know if that's a designed element or not in terms of why that's there, or you know, if the outer edges aren't supposed to horn pop or no. It just seems a little unclear, like more of a question mark than a statement. Watch the covers as you pull these moves over into these blocks. You move these blocks around. You really got to fight to align the spine, okay? It's not enough to get the feet in line. You got to get the body, too. Yeah, again, be careful there as you're moving, you know, in the slide position and coming across the field. The degree of turn in the shoulders just becomes different from person to person. I could probably use a little bit more negative space in the potting there to really define those shapes from the vertical standpoint orchestration. Kind of losing that idea from the front-back relationship. Okay. Yeah, really enjoy the orchestration of that, how the little duet sets up, and then how the follow the leader comes in, joins, and pushes that back out into the ensemble. A little rough on the touch and go direction change there. Overall, you know, it started out very nicely, but performers just make sure that the people have body control and awareness on those things. Overall, nicely done in the blowout here. Just watch the spacing and the shape, especially as it gets around from saxophone to flute. Down to trumpet and around, you know, just some minor inconsistencies, you know, there that you just want to make sure. Appreciate the AB split from the second to the knee. Comes back up, seeing again here, that just detailed the spacing because it got a little bit more exaggerated in terms of the differences and discrepancies in it. Okay, be careful that the shape maintains its consistency as you rotate around the circles. Just watch this again. The touching of the direction, those quick direction changes are really getting performance. Don't lean into your move saxophones before you step into them. Specifically, the tenor sax is really big. Um, I appreciate the completion of move here. Yeah, all right. I just appreciate the orchestration here from the horizontal orchestration. Two flutes, just flute piccolo. Just you know, hit that cover before you move to the next move. You know, you really want to hit that drive to fight to get those spines in line before you turn. More confidence in the step there. It's almost like we're trying to put our foot out there. We're kind of bending into it, trying to find it and feel it, as opposed to really hitting it. Yeah, careful. Is it a swing or is it a step side to side? Multiple definitions going on just from clarity of the body, okay? Yeah, the backup technique. Hold the form, performers. Hold the perform. Precision. Accuracy of line. I don't think you're supposed to blow that out there as you back up. Fight that line. Saying it. Performers, use your eyes. Fight for it. Get that line. You know where you're supposed to be. Good. It's the number there. It's just, it's one of those things, like I said, the strength and the accuracy, all in the accuracy, okay? The success of the end of that number there with all those moves is all dependent on your success with the ability to cover down and to recover that shape and hold it and then be able to fix it once you notice something like that is not 100% correct, okay? Just make sure that is something that's 100% being adhered to. Technique and accuracy control through here. Well, appreciate the openness of form versus, you know, that contraction and density change is nice to see. It's a nice variety. Okay. Yeah, just be careful there. So, I'm like, and the question of the cover downs here, are we supposed to have them or not? Are there supposed to be lines? No. It's just these, like, you can see, you know what I mean? Like, it's there. Okay. Recovering it? All right, recovered. I'll give you that. Again, watch. It's there. It's so close. And then yeah, there's these moments that I'm just missing where I can see that we're supposed to be covered and we're not performers, you know. You really just want to work that out, you know. Find those spots, fix them, recover them, fight for them. You know, don't allow yourself to be that person not in the line. Density build. Yeah. Appreciate what's going happening here from the horizontal orchestration. Is there a reason that the drum major ended in second? Everybody else ended in first? If there's a reason, there's awesome. But other than that, you know, it's just one of those things where I'm sitting here going, is that a thing? So I'm watching the ensemble. I don't know if it's an error or an intentional thing. So, you know, this is a question that you want to weed out there. All right, Glassboro. Very much enjoyed the performance. Thank you so much for it. Just take a listen back to the commentary on my file on the areas that I made it. Hopefully that's helpful to you as you build into your rehearsals and decide what you're going to work on heading into next week. All right, want to wish you the very best of luck. Thank you so much.